the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, The Flip Side of Feminism, and the revealing new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
I've been talking during these radio commentaries and in my new book called Who Killed the American Family about the legal concept called the best interest of the child. In recent years, those have been the magic words that let judges make decisions that rightfully should be made by a child's parents. A recent oral argument in the U.S. Seventh Circuit Court shows just how easy it is for judges to use the best interest of the child phrase to enact their personal preferences. This case was about same-sex marriage bans in Indiana and Wisconsin. Judge Richard Posner attacked the lawyers defending those bans by pointing to the children of the gay couples. The judge demanded, "These children would be better off if their parents could marry, right? It's obvious." Such a question shows how arrogant and out of touch judicial supremacists can be. Centuries of experience and scientific data show that children do best when they live with a mom and a dad. If we followed Judge Posner's reasoning, more children would grow up without enjoying the stability provided by the nuclear family. If he really favored a child's best interest, he would be leading the charge for traditional marriage. But Judge Posner has seized on a few words to overthrow entire laws. He threatened to undo laws that actually protect the interests of children. With the phrase, the best interest of the child, a judge's power has no limit. He can remake laws, imprison people, and impose onerous penalties based on his own personal preferences and prejudices instead of on any law passed by our elected representatives. Instead of giving judges this invitation to abuse their power, we should return responsibility for a child's best interest back to his own parents.
With the American family virtually destroyed, the government conveniently steps in to perform the tasks that should be done by mothers and fathers. The government gains power and freedom is lost. To get your copy of the book, Who Killed the American Family, autographed by Phyllis Schlafly at a special discount, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, December 20th, 2014. We're in the third hour of the broadcast. Going to be taking your phone calls all this hour. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. I wanted to take a moment, urge everyone, support Republic Broadcasting. Go to the website, donate, help John Stattmiller and the great staff there. We've got a great board up working there today, helping us with the broadcast. Help keep this broadcast on the air by helping Republic Broadcasting. Go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Also, the website, thealternativemedia.com. You can donate there if you'd like to specifically help this broadcast. Please feel free to do so. We're going to go to the phones. We've got Joe in Indiana, then Roger in Iowa coming up. Joe, how you doing today, sir, and what is on your mind? Hello, Joe?
Yeah.
No, Joe? Hey, Joe, are you with us? All right, we will ease over to Roger then. Hey, Roger, are you with us today?
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know if you've been familiar with what's been going on with Bill Cosby lately, but he's been having a lot of trouble with some of those women. He's been drugging them and raping them. And if you look on YouTube now, there's a video of him. He did this interview where he told the interviewers it was a UPI interviewer, and at the end of the interview, he thought his microphone was turned off, but he was still being recorded and videoed. He thought all that equipment was off, and he was telling the interviewer, now, I don't want you to, because during the interviewer had asked him about these druggings and rapes, you know. And his answer is, I don't talk about that. And so at the end of the interview, he was asking the interviewer, you know, to delete that. He didn't want that to be shown in the interview. And yeah, but they were recording him saying that. And, you can see during this interview when he's saying that, he's got his hands crossed in a Freemason, style pyramid. Making a pyramid out of his hands. Now, I believe that the Freemasons are, he's a 33rd degree Freemason, and I believe that the Freemasons today have control pretty much everything that goes on in the world, including, I believe that Bill Cosby was personally involved, along with Bob Hope, in the assassination of JFK and a number of other things.
Hey, let me ask you this, Roger, and, you know, I know this is just pure speculation, but this is just the question I've had on this whole, you know, I don't know anything more about Bill Cosby than probably you do. I mean, I've never met the man or whatever, but the timing of this, I mean, if I don't understand really why all these women would wait, what, some of them waiting 30 years. I mean, that's the only thing about this that made me like, what's the deal here? I mean, if you're raped and drugged, why would you not say something about it, you know, the next day or whatever? Then 30 years pass and then all of these women come out against Bill Cosby kind of simultaneously. I guess there's no statute of limitations on any of that, but that was the only thing I kind of thought was suspect about it, was why wait so long if he was doing this to women, you know, pretty frequently. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, there is a statute of limitations on it, and that's why a lot of them haven't taken legal action, is because of that. There's a statute of limitations on rape, unless it happened to you when you were a minor. And there is one case now that's being taken to court by a gal who he raped when she was under the age of 18. But you know what he does to these women is he drugs them, and you know, the next day they really can't, they don't know what happened to them exactly, because they were drugged. They can't prove anything, and so they really don't know what to do with it. But it's happened to so many women. You know, he was portrayed as this fatherly figure on television, and all of these people in America watch that stupid TV and believe that that's the sort of man he is in real life. And the fact of the matter is the man is a typical nigger.
All right, we're going to go to Joe in Indiana. Joe, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Farron. I apologize about earlier. I'm making breakfast for my kids in the morning when I'm listening to your program, and I stepped outside for a second. I apologize.
You're fine.
I just wanted to make a quick comment about the little tape that you played before the top of the hour. Excellent, excellent tape. He really just succinctly puts everything in perspective. The other element, and probably if you listen to the whole thing, I don't know, I'm going to try a little bit later, but I think I also believe religion played a big part in the European development. You know, you had the discipline of the Roman Empire and eventually the rise of Christianity. And that made a big, big influence. I mean, throughout my studies, throughout my life in history, I mean, Europe just blossomed under Christianity. All the discoveries, major discoveries, whether it be exploratory, scientific, music, culture, art, you know, architecture, you know, that when you go through the great museums, I'm from the Chicagoland area, and I've been blessed to be able to travel around the world, and you go to these big museums, the art museums, and you see the great art that's produced. So religion played a major role, and as well as developing our culture. And what I believe is happening too, when you really peel all these layers of this onion away, we pretty much know, and I think you've alluded to this in the past, all the Freemasonry and all this stuff, it's all demonic. And the point about what the demonic culture is trying to do is just strip away any semblance of God and his people and his culture, and just make us just a blob of just materialistic, you know, no minds. And that's what's probably occurring right now, because you see the destruction of our civilization. The more we remove the Ten Commandments and laws of that have been built up over the thousands of years, you know, the culture and civilization are just going to degenerate. And then these thugs take over, you know, like the Obama types, you know, that and then when that mask gets stripped away at some point, they'll just reveal themselves to be just agents of the demons. And that's pretty much it in a nutshell. That's my opinion.
You know, Joe, I urge everyone, that video is not just audio, it's a video, and I urge everyone take time and watch it, because playing it on the radio really doesn't do it justice. But you know, I watched that video, I just happened across it, and I played it for my wife the next day, and you know, it almost would make a grown man misty to see what our society had been, was, and probably could have continued, and then look around America and look at our filthy TV and look at our next generation. I hate to be so hard on the youth. A lot of it is just they've been set in front of a television foolishly from birth. It was their babysitter. And to see what we've become in this country, and we've lost our culture. I mean, you don't even, children don't even aspire to play musical instruments and this type of thing. I mean, it is sad for me to sit here and see what my society, my fellow Americans, my fellow Caucasians have allowed to happen to this country. Hold up, I'm going to let you respond on the other side of the break. Then we're going to Mike in South Carolina, Shane in North Carolina. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We're back on the Alternative Media, Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls if you'd like to join us, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go back to Joe in Indiana. The break kind of broke you up there, Joe. I was going to let you finish with your thought, and then we'll go to Mike in South Carolina, Shane in North Carolina, Paul in Florida.
Yeah, that's fine. My final comment is just that people just, and this radio station serves as an anchor point, and your show does too. You got to stay with it, because I see within my own family, I have my own older kids, my older sons, unfortunately, because of the culture and what's influencing them at school, you know, preferring that hip hop music and stuff, and it's very difficult to get, now I'm spending more time with my younger kids, but I'm hopefully getting better at keeping the classical music alive, because it's the music, it's culture, and we have to be proud of who we are. We really do. I mean, no matter what our ethnic background is, but we got to be proud of our race, because our race has done remarkable, incredible things for the whole world, and we can't be embarrassed, and the school systems are teaching us to be embarrassed. And it's terrible. I fight so hard when I go to these parent-teacher meetings, and I send my kids to a private school, and I have to fight with them. But you can't give up the fight, and you can't sit in the backgrounds, because the masks are all off. No one's going to respect you being quiet, you know, or thinking that people are going to do the right thing, because they do have their agendas. This Agenda 21 or the Common Core, even in the Catholic school where I send my kids, they have a Common Core book. Common Core books, and you're screaming here in Indiana. We've rejected Common Core, but yet they still bring the books in.
So there's so many fights to fight to keep to raise your children properly. And
absolutely, and spend time with them. That's what I do. I supplement the one thing I'm very happy about is that my kids, they know their history when they go into their courses, and they have no problem bumping heads with their professors. And even though my oldest now is a freshman in college, she has no problem, you know, telling the professor, you know, hey, this is really not right and stuff. And she's gotten respect from it. But that's
teach
it.
Teach them to think for themselves. That is the most important thing, analytical mind. Hey, thank you so much, Joe. We're going to go to Mike in South Carolina. We're getting a lot of phone calls lined up, so everybody work with me. Let's kind of keep it brief, and we'll get everybody some time on. Hey, Mike, how you doing, sir?
Doing just fine, man. Thank you for all you do. I want to thank Michael from New York for giving a half an hour of well-deserved spears towards the crowd that seems to be thinking that they're the chosen people. I don't want to seem like I'm picking on everybody, but I've been telling people, everybody about this for 15 years, and now the ones who are in control don't care who they are. They don't care who you know they are, okay? Whenever I hear a lot of hosts say it's our problem and we did this and we did that. No, we did not do this. This is all programming from the upper elites, primarily the puppet up there known as Daffy Duck in the White House, with his reputation now known as the Black Quack, along with his friend the Black Crack. It's all a joke. And you're going to have to take this country back from your counties and your states. Look very carefully into your states, your government, your governors, your lieutenant governors, your attorney generals are all being replaced with the kosher rat pack. Be very careful. They hide behind names like Joneses, Smiths, Taylors, Sanfords, things like this that you don't recognize. You've got to understand that the Jewish community, when you're born from Mother Jew, you're considered Jewish always. The synagogues are keeping track of who belongs to who. That's why all presidents are cousins to each other, and all presidents since Roosevelt have been born from Mother Jews, every single one of them. Be very careful who you're dealing with. You've got to get these people out and keep them away from politics, keep them away from major corporations that they run. They're just destroying everything that is Christianity. In other words, it's been said that they want Christianity gone by the end of 2015, and it's just about here. So you've got to recognize who you're dealing with. These people are just a group of nothing but, they're evil. That's all there is to it. That's all they put out is nothing but evil. I don't want to seem like I'm picking on people. That is your enemy. The synagogue of Satan is your enemy, and you've got to start recognizing these people.
Hey. Thank you so much, Mike. We're going to try to give everybody a little bit of time. I'm getting stacked up here. Thanks so much for your phone call. Shane in North Carolina, patiently holding, then Paul in Florida, Frank in North Carolina. Hey, Shane, how you doing today? What's on your mind, sir?
I just had a quick comment about the previous caller, you know, who's dropping racial slurs with, concerning, the guy who was talking about Bill Cosby. It's, I'm with you on that. I mean, it might be true. He might be guilty, but he might not be, and people have to learn to not react so fast these days, because we should all know by now that there's so much deception going on. One thing people are really too guilty of is everyone always likes to share the hot story. Everyone likes to share the the hot off the presses and be the first people posting something on Facebook about something. And it's ridiculous because people need to reserve judgment, hold back a little bit. Like when he was saying, you know, something about Cosby holding the Freemason hand sign, he probably watched some YouTube video and became convinced immediately about that. Now, I don't know. Maybe he was guilty and that they decided to, you know, burn him because they do like to have people that they can blackmail later. You know, it's difficult to say, but I'm with you. It seems kind of strange that that happened. And don't you also think it's strange that that happened with Bill Cosby right when all this hype is going on about, you know, all this race hype being built? Because you got a guy like Cosby who's like a, you know, TV father figure to a lot of people who grew up with that. It's like part of the demoralization process, you know.
You know, Shane, that's an excellent point, the timing of it. And here's the other thing. If you believe in you're innocent till proven guilty, and I do, and the media just picks someone out like that and takes those stories and just literally crucifies them in the press. I mean, he's just been demonized. And I don't know the story. He might have done every single one of them and more. I don't know. But I do know this. If at age 16, 18, 20, 24, whatever, if I was drugged and treated in such a manner like that, I believe I would be dealing with that immediately. Or if it was 30 years later, I believe I'd just keep my mouth shut. That's me personally. So I don't know. I questioned the whole thing.
Absolutely. I got one final comment. You know, you're dropping racial slurs like that. That is a really perfect way to discredit, you know, people and make us all look ridiculous, if you ask me. I mean, I'm against, you know, a lot of the thuggery and, you know, that type of stuff as much as anybody, but that's specific people. And when people go and make comments like that, it discredits the station, it discredits the show. I mean, it discredits everything.
It does. It doesn't help RBN. It doesn't help its affiliates. It doesn't help the current broadcaster that's on.
So thanks a lot. Thanks a lot to whoever that guy was. Yeah, you're really awesome, you know.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Make us all look like fools.
We got about 1 minute before break. It's yours if you'd like to add anything else.
No, that's going to do it for me, man. I just that's all I've got to say.
Okay, thank you. Call in if you'd like, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to Paul in Florida. How you doing, Paul?
Oh.
Hey there.
Yeah, it's amazing to me how all your shill callers can call in and say it's the Freemasons, and you don't have a problem with that, but yet we have a Jewish media, totally Jewish, and you don't want people to call in and say it. You know, Jews did 9-1-1. You don't want people to call in and say who it is. But people
Paul, did I stop Michael from saying what he wanted to say? Did I stop Mike from saying what he wanted to say? No, so I'm not going to stop Joe from saying what he wanted to say. Do you not get it that I let people call in and say what they want? You can call in if you want to and say it's the Roman Catholics if you want to. You can call in and say it's the Jesuits if you want to. You can call in and say it's the Zionists if you want to. It's you that call in and act like that ruins the show. We're coming back with Frank in North Carolina.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living Essential Oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's
888-311-4311.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio taking your phone calls. If you'd like to join us, 1-800-313-9443. I'd like to take a moment and explain something. Do you think I don't know Zionism is a problem? Do you think I don't know it's a big problem? Do you think I live under a rock? Do you think I've not done my research? Who killed Huey Long? Here's the thing about the caller hour for those of you that are intelligent enough to put it all together. I let you call in. Even if I disagree with you, I try to let you have your say. Let me tell you how it works. It's all about how you say it. You can make your point eloquently. If you can leave out bad words. If you can make your statement without sounding like some kind of blatant lunatic racist. Then chances are you can have your statement heard. But if you can't do that, then you get on the list, you get dropped, and it makes me want to move toward just spending the third hour telling you how I feel and not listening to how you feel or what you might have to say. The caller hour was actually what drove me to start a radio broadcast. Most of the time I spend it trying to rein in a three-ring circus, it seems. But I do something that most hosts don't do. I don't know of one in the state of North Carolina that lets people call in and say their opinions if they keep it eloquently, no matter what. And if you've listened to this broadcast, you know we've heard everything from Bigfoot to Easter Bunny to UFOs. I've let it be aired out there. So if you can work with that, feel free to call in. If you can't, then there's radio shows out there for you somewhere. Please find them. And don't call into this one. Frank in North Carolina, how you doing today, sir?
Well, are the snow flurries still falling up there?
Yes, they are.
Oh, wow.
Just a little bit.
Got a little bit of rain down here. It's wet, but I don't think it's supposed to get out of the mid-40s today, so going to be kind of a rainy, gloomy Christmas week day here. The callers so far have been kind of a mixed bag, but yeah, I mean, you can call in and make points, in a way that doesn't just come off as totally offensive and rude and obnoxious towards the host and whatnot. And, you know, I mean, there's other shows you can listen to. You know, if you're not getting what you want out of this show, you know, you can call, you know, you can listen, call into other shows. But, that first caller, man, you can use whatever words you want on your own time, but don't be calling into a radio show like RBN. I mean, you know that's inappropriate to call into a show like RBN and use that kind of language. I mean, to be honest with you, my first thought was that was the whole purpose of his call, was to call in and discredit your show.
Perhaps. I mean, you guys don't know. I don't spend a lot of time on this, but you don't know the crazy, insane email that I get that some of which borderlines death threats just for the caller hour, because they hate one or two callers or me personally or whatever. But you know, I think it's important to give people like you that want to call in and say how you feel or add your opinions the ability, you know, in light of the situation we find ourselves in this country, the ability to, you know, have a voice.
Well, I agree with you on the Stockholm syndrome once again. Yeah, and I agree with you too. I hear callers call in sometimes and, you know, blame this group or that group. And, I blame a particular group too, but I would say they're number two, because the number one group that I blame are that group that has the most numbers, which is the white race, and, white men in particular. They allowed all of this to happen to their country. Now, I know it was done very ingeniously and scientifically and incrementally over a period of time through Hollywood, through television. They gave us really good, wholesome messages and entertainment in the beginning to get us hooked on it. Then it's like a drug dealer. They give out free samples. See what I'm saying? And then, once they've got you hooked, incrementally, they start putting in the negative and destructive messages and brainwashing and programming. I can remember my grandfather, he'd be out working in the garden or something. We'd be out working in the yard or something. He said, well, I got to go in and watch my program. You know, they were calling it programming back then, and that's exactly what it is. It's programming. And I have advertised your show on other shows, and I would once again really like to urge people to listen to RBN. Go to the archives and listen to last night's show, the Corporation Nation with Clint Richardson. If you have any doubt what is going on and who is behind it, this guy connects the dots. It's indisputable. He lays it out. Clint Richardson, this guy is very smart. He knows what he's talking about, and he doesn't focus only on this subject. He said on one of his shows that people kept complaining, emailing him or calling in complaining that he didn't talk about this subject, so he started covering it some. But I mean, this guy, he lays it out, he connects all the dots. He will tell you, if you think you know it all, you will learn things that you've never heard before, and he can back it up.
And Frank, I'd like to add there. I think you called in last week, Frank, and made mention of Clint Richardson. I listened to the December 12th second hour, which was Friday of last week, and I would urge everyone to take a listen to that one myself as well. I believe you were the one brought that up last week. Am I correct?
Yes, and I was blown away by it. And People, if you think, you know about Zionism and everything, listen to this guy. This guy, I mean, he acts like he wrote the book on it. I mean, it is truly amazing the information that you will learn. And it is indisputable. So for those people that want to say it's this or that, and I'll tell you what, the Christians, the evangelical churches and the Catholic churches, as far as I'm concerned, they have Stockholm Syndrome. They've all been infiltrated and taken over. I mean, in the seminaries and everything where these guys go to become, preachers, ministers, ordained ministers or whatever, it's all indoctrination and brainwashing. They've got these guys, you know, the 501c churches, they're scared to death to say anything out of line. So really, all these churches and the Catholic churches and all that, they're all working for the same people. So if you want to say it's the Catholic Church or it's this or that, you're right, it is, but it's also the evangelical ministers. They're in on it as well.
Hey, I want to thank you so much. I got several on hold. A lot said there, Frank. I appreciate the phone call as always. And I will check out Clint Richards last night. Was it second hour? Second hour, Frank? All right, we're going to go to Steve in North Carolina, patiently holding. Then we got Art off the grid. Steve, how you doing? Thanks for holding, sir.
Steve in California.
Sorry about that. I wrote that down wrong, Steve.
That's all right. No, hey, when it comes to that Bill Cosby thing, you know, look what was going on at that whole time when that story first broke news. You had the Ferguson thing. You had all kinds of black, white, racial tension stuff, police officers. You know, I have friends who are in the music business, and it's funny because they got into the music business when they were younger to get women, and that was probably the big thing about it, getting girls. So, when you talk about Bill Cosby, is he a choir boy? No, he's not a choir boy, but I think a lot of women were willfully going with him and jumping in the bed with him, and he didn't have to rape anybody. I think this was a whole big, just some kind of, attack on him. He's been very critical of the black community, saying that they need to be responsible, talking about the nuclear family is gone, they need to get it back in the black family. And now that they've been, riding the system of welfare for so, so long, and that they need to be responsible, get an education, how education is important, and make your way in the world and stop putting your hand out, getting a free handout. He was very critical of the black neighborhood on this stuff. They crucified him for that. They said, you're an Uncle Tom and everything else. So, I think this attack was well planned. And women coming forward 24 years later saying that he did this, and they just kind of got them all together. It seems very, very suspicious to me how all these women could be rounded up. Somebody rounded them up. Somebody got them all together and said, you're going to say this. It's very scripted, and I just don't buy it. I don't buy it because I see that pattern that it was scripted. Like I said, I don't think he had to twist any woman's arm. When you're a celebrity, they jump in your bed, and you don't have to force anybody. These women, I think that's how it went down.
Well, and it's interesting. One of the things that Bill Cosby was somewhat famous for was, he criticized the attire of young black males that are challenged on what size pants they're supposed to wear. He criticized the waistband challenged black males, and also he promoted some family values. I don't know anything about the man, but I found the whole thing a tad bit suspect myself. But now, obviously, I'm jaded. Hey, thanks for the phone call, Steve. We're coming back, Art, off the grid when we can take a couple more phone calls, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to join us. Back in moments.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us, Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's
888-311-4311. Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio taking your phone calls. We've got Art off the grid, Catherine in Massachusetts, David in California. Art, how are you doing? Patiently holding for me.
Good morning, Mr. Schoaf. How are you?
I am doing well. I am the ringmaster of the Three Ring Circus.
And it is a circus indeed. Hey, you know, we can get a little bit into this Bill Cosby thing here, but first, you know, that caller, that was Russ. And it's amazing to me, after as many years as this guy has been calling in and trolling RBN, and he does it on other networks too, it's not just RBN, he trolls MicroEffect and others as well. It's a wonder that people have not learned his voice. Even when he tries to change his voice, I can still pick him out. Need to start paying attention to the voices and start paying attention to the phone numbers. There's such thing as caller ID. Now, wait, unfortunately, which one? You won't pick up my number because my number is going to change every time I call. But wait, I use Skype to make my calls.
Which one are you referring to, Art? The first one that called about Bill Cosby or the other caller?
The one who used the N-word.
Yes, sir.
Okay? That was Russ. And I pick his voice out every time. So You know, but there is caller ID where you can start watching these numbers and start keeping track of these numbers. And when those numbers call in, don't answer. But you did the beautiful thing right there, Farron. You dropped him immediately. Perfect. Regardless whether or not the guy is or is not a, well, I'm not even going to use the word because it's pretty foul at this point. But whether he is or is not does not mean you should be using that kind of language on a radio. You want to talk like that? Start your own little blog or whatever. There's all kinds of stuff on the internet where you can do your own little broadcast and you can talk all the smack that you want to. I do it. I got my own little online thingy that I do. And I talk all the smack that I want to, but I don't talk on RBN or other networks the way I talk on my own broadcast. There's a thing called respect. Respect for the network and respect for the host. And Russ, you don't have any respect for the network, the hosts, callers, listeners. I don't even think you have any respect for yourself. Because if you did, you would not talk or act in the fashion that you do. And you can call in and you can tell lies about me all day long, which you've done many times. But people who know me know better. Anyway, this Bill Cosby thing, who cares? Okay? You don't come to me 30 years later and complain so-and-so raped you. You do it when it happens. Because if you come back 20, 30 years later like these women are doing, well, he raped me back in 1970, whatever. Shut up! Because you can't prove it. That's how I look at it. I don't want to hear about something that happened 30 years ago. If this guy raped you 30 years ago, you should have turned him in back then. I wouldn't have given the rat's patootie if it was a president of the United States. If you do something wrong against me, I'm filing charges against you. I don't care who you are or how big you are or what you're ranking in the Freemasonry is, because my dad was a 33-degree Mason at the time of his death. And I would have filed charges against him if he'd have done something against me. I don't care about all that crap. Don't come to me 30 years later complaining somebody did something to you back in 1980-whatever.
Amen,
you can't prove a damn thing, and so the courts were exactly correct in their action when they said no case.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, I'm with you. What else you got to add today?
Oh, just, you know, people, if you're going to call in to a network, use some, be respectful to the network, to the hosts, to the listeners.
Thank you so much, Art. Thank you so much. I'm going to try to get everybody just a little bit of time. We've got three on hold. Catherine in Massachusetts, if you can keep it kind of brief for me. Thanks for the phone call.
Sure. Boy, he sure did get worked over something that he didn't think. He got worked up over something he doesn't really think matters. I have pushed back upon wealthy men, all right, not even with great power or great influence. You do not go to the police station alone, all right? And when I needed to go to the police station, I couldn't find one of these effete men to go with me. All right? I had to go down and get a couple of female pastors to go with me because I couldn't find one of these men. They tucked their tail. So 30 years ago was a different era. Women didn't go to the police alone. And if I can't find a man to go with me today, you know what I mean, on a couple of things less severe than these, I do understand the timing of this. I don't know if he's guilty. And I'm not going to spend any time really looking into it. But you've got some men calling in that do not understand what it's like for a female to push back against male power, period. End of my story. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you so much. David in California, then Tony in Virginia will be the last phone call. David, how you doing?
Yeah, hey, Darren. Fern. Wow, it's tough hearing. She was just saying that women couldn't go to the police by themselves. I don't think I ever realized that. Hey, you know, what I was interested in, you know, the other day, America was lucky enough to get two brand new wars in one day. You know, we're supposed to be fighting Korea and Castro now, according to the neocons. So, I'm really getting tired of this idea that we're supposed to be, tried and perfect, and we're out there torturing, we're arming cops, and then those cops are just, like, killing brazenly. And then it comes down to it that they get to abuse the courts and get away with murder. So America is not very clean at this moment. And this idea that, you know, we the people have better do something about bringing our country around, or we're going to be ending up with another Hitler on our hands.
Interesting, too, you bring up the North Korea. I was watching the news the other night. They said the cyber attack either happened in North Korea or outside North Korea. So, you know, outside North Korea would be like the whole world. But anything else you'd like to add? I'd like to give Tony's been holding a couple of minutes, and that's about what we got left. Anything else you'd like to add, David? Thanks for the phone call.
Happy Yalda. Yalda is the oldest holiday known to man. That's when they stopped shivering, and they figured out that the days were starting to get longer. So this was like an old caveman holiday called Yalda, and so almost time to stop shivering.
All right, I learned something today. All right, Tony in Virginia. You'll be the last phone caller. We've got about 2 minutes. Thank you, sir. How you doing?
God bless you, sir. I love your program. The day I found RBN and your show in particular was a fantastic day. I hadn't heard voices speaking these things. But let me tell you my story very quickly. I grew up in a mixed, poor neighborhood. And we had everybody there. We had Russian immigrants. We had Chinese, blacks, white people. I mean, you name it, they were there. And when we were younger, we all got along pretty well. Everybody just wanted to bounce the ball and, you know, play tag and everything. But as we got older, we started seeing the different groups pull back. And unfortunately, the black kids were being taught that if somebody offends you, no matter how slight, you beat the hell out of them. And I remember having to run home and get behind a door because, you know, maybe I knocked somebody's bicycle over at the playground, you know. A simple offense, but it could get you killed. And then we started finding out at the neighborhood recreation swimming pool that these boys were killing people in the pool. They pulled a number of dead bodies out of there when I lived in there. But the rest of the people were sending their kids to schools like LaSalle, learning radio technology, architecture, and they pulled themselves up. And a large portion of those people were black people. It seems that there's two stratas in the black group. There's those that have a family tradition going back to slavery that you pull your boots up, you wash your butt, and keep your pants over your belly button, and you do better than what you started off with. But then there's the other bunch. A fellow earlier mentioned that hip-hop, and it teaches you. There was a couple years ago, some hip-hop guy was singing out, shoot the cops, kill the cops. And as sad as it was, that guy that got choked out in New York, if he had acted like a civil human being when the cops stopped him, said, yes, officer, may I help you, officer? Oh, okay, fine. But he didn't. He went into this, you know, hop and jump dance and smacking and everything, and those cops are tired day after day of putting up with that crap, so they took them down. And what I'm saying is America needs to pull her people back together again.
About 20 seconds, if there's anything else you'd like to add, Tony.
Well, I'm saying that...
Out of time. Sorry, Tony. Thanks for the phone call. Until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them the lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.